Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kate Olson, and she is the program director for Cass County Extension, ISU. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, in case people don't know, Produce in the Park is happening tonight. This is the kickoff, 4:30 to 6:30, and sometimes I think they must get tired of hearing me say that. But it's an exciting time, and you have some more excitement to add.
We do. We are very excited. We have been working, Cass County Extension and the Cass County Local Food Policy have been partnering for the past 6 months at least on a project, bringing in some resources from ISU Extension, the Leopold Center, to look at the local food climate or the local food systems in our area. And we are now going to be out and about trying to get public input. And what better place to do that than local farmers market. So we're helping kick off Produce in the Park tonight, and we hope folks will stop by and talk to us about what's going on in local foods.
And talking about local foods is not new, but hopefully this takes it one more step.
Right. This is a project, as I mentioned, that's going on across the state. Cass County actually is one of six communities across the state that received this grant. Basically, what we're doing is it's a system-wide planning process that helps local communities explore all of their ag and food-related resources and figure out what our needs are. The ultimate goal would be to make more fresh local food available to residents across Cass County. So we're trying to figure out what we have in Cass County, figure out what we need to build more of, things that we need to, where we have gaps, and just things that local residents would like to see, would like to help with. There's lots of opportunities for people to look at. We'll have posters with some ideas for maybe things that we aren't doing or could be doing more of. And so we just want folks to come walk around. We're going to have kind of an interactive display. We'll have folks there to chat with you. Come tell us what you want to see for local foods in Cass County.
And you know, when you say, what do you want? Sometimes we haven't even got our minds around what possibilities are. Farmers markets have been going on for a long time, and that's one point of access. Then we added the CSA, where the food is delivered each week. But beyond that, I mean, other places, what kind of list some of the other things that maybe some other communities have been doing or some ideas to throw out there just to even get us started thinking?
Right. So some of the things, Cass County is actually in the first year of doing this. There's other communities across the state that are in their second year of doing this, and they have implemented things like a more broad variety of access to local foods and gardenings in schools. They've implemented things like shared kitchen spaces where people can process foods, food drop-off places, community gardens, food box programs. You mentioned CSAs. There's also food box drop programs. Edible landscaping is a fun one that I've heard from several communities when we went up and listened to a presentation this winter. People have put edible landscaping in city parks, orchards on school grounds in city parks. So access to food for people in public spaces. All of these are really neat ideas that this kit will talk more about. And that people can say, hey, we have a space. I have a space in my community, in my area that I know this would work and where there is a need for food. And that's what this community access is all about, is we want to hear that. Like I mentioned, we will be at Produce in the Park tonight, 4:30 to 6:30 in the park. And this is kind of our kickoff, but we are wanting to get around to all the farmers markets in Cass County in the month of June. And even some other local places. We want to make sure that we hit multiple communities all across Cass County and get this kind of input.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the Cass County Local Food Policy Council and Extension have been involved with this, but you also have another committee with other folks, and somebody really wants to get involved with this. I'm guessing it's still opening.
Absolutely. Yeah, Cass County Extension and the Local Food Policy Council are the ones that kind of partnered up and said, hey, yeah, let's do this. Let's take this to the next level. Let's bring this group in to work with Cass County. We actually had to apply to be accepted into the program, and we're very excited that we got accepted. As a part of that program, we've created the Local Food Action Committee, which is basically a steering committee, if you will, of food-invested people from across Cass County. Some of them are Food Policy Council members, extensions involved. We have some producers involved. We have some purchasers involved. And they're the ones that have kind of given us some direction and gotten us to the point where we are. We've done sort of a history of food in Cass County and developed some ideas of where we need to go next. And they're the ones that have kind of been behind this idea of, yeah, let's get this out to the community. They've really helped connect us to the farmers markets we're going to. We're starting with produce in the park. We're hoping in the near future to get out to the Atlantic Farmers Market as it kicks off in the Orchelands parking lot this weekend. We're hoping to get out to the Anita Farmers Market as it kicks off in the Anita City Park on Monday. If not this week, hopefully sometime soon. We've also reached out to the Hillside Harvest Market down in Messina, and we're looking at some food drop box sites in Griswold where we're hoping to be set up. We also have, through Food Policy Council, the Board of Supervisors has said, you know, hey, maybe this would be a good thing. Once it's kind of done its tour around Cass County, let's set it up in the courthouse so anybody who didn't have a chance to get to one of these events can come in, learn more, and give their feedback as well. So stay tuned. The details are coming, I promise, but we don't have all of those times and dates firm and fast yet.
Okay, but I think that just emphasizes, Kate, that this is a county project. It's not an Atlantic project. It's not. It is a county project. And when you're talking about food, it really takes the county plus neighboring counties. Another thing I noticed in there, it talks about agriculture, and I'm hoping we're kind of past where we say ag and everybody just thinks of cattle and corn and soybeans, and that we can all work together to produce garden produce or other kinds of food?
Yes, absolutely. Food and agriculture runs the entire spectrum from the backyard garden to the fields of corn and soybeans that we see around Cass County. The Action Coalition that we're working with is trying to build off the work that we did a couple years ago with our community transformation grant, where we brought in agricultural producers and consumers from all sizes of operations, sat them down at a table and said, what are our priorities? Out of that, one of the priorities that came up was these school gardens and community gardens. And we see this project that we're working on now as a way to bring some of those to reality and also identify other needs in the community.
It's interesting to look around at other communities. I immediately think of Glenwood, for instance, when you think of community gardens and the giving gardens, that these are going on in a lot of places. There's no reason that can't happen in our own community, too, where community garden means a lot of people work together.
A lot of people work together and a lot of people benefit. I don't know that anybody would be really surprised if we say that access to fresh, healthy, local produce is a barrier for a lot of people who just maybe don't have the resources to get to that or to purchase it. The Glenwood Giving Garden is a fantastic example. You'll be hearing more in the next couple months about a project going on with the statewide Master Gardener program and also localized here in Cass County, working with ISU Research Farms and other community gardens around the county, where we talk about planting some extra produce, harvesting that. How do we work in that edible food into the landscape and still have a pretty landscape, but something that gives back a little bit to the community? How do we donate that food to local produce, local food banks? How do we coordinate that? These are all projects that we're working on in Cass County, and this is a way that we're trying to piece all those efforts together so everybody can know about them, everybody can benefit from them, and people can get involved where they want to. And we know that there are people out there who have excellent ideas to make this happen that we just haven't heard from them yet. So that's what this is about.
And I hope this won't sidetrack us too much, but mentioning the Glenwood Giving Garden, I think you should just put in the information. If you want to go see it, you have an opportunity to do that.
You absolutely have an opportunity to do that. On the 16th of June, the Cass County Master Gardeners bus tour will be making their first stop at the Glenwood Giving Garden before we head on down to Nebraska City to visit the Arbor Day Farm, which is another great example of community agriculture and getting kids involved with nature. And then we'll be heading over to see the Victorian Gardens and do a little shopping in Council Bluffs, some nurseries to find some specialty plants before we head back home for the day. But we have all that information on our website, and you can stop by the Extension office for more information as well, or you can just come see us in the park tonight. We'd love to chat with you.
Good opportunity to do that. And, you know, some people go, it's a Master Gardener bus trip. Hey, it's sponsored by, it's open to everybody. So you don't have to be a Master Gardener to go on a trip. And a lot of people have done that and go, oh, this is so much fun. So just remember that. So much fun. Come tonight to Produce in the Park to get in on all of this and get your input. Stop and visit with Kate and the other folks that are going to be there. So thank you so much, Kate Olson, for visiting with us this morning. Until next time, here's a thought. Great things are done by a series of small things brought together.